Good afternoon. I think we are ready to start, and welcome to all of you, and welcome to this meeting on Afghanistan and the rest of support operational partners. If you all are able to find your seats, we can start the meeting. When we last met, we did so in the shadow of the Paris attacks. Since then, we have experienced further attacks in Ankara and here in Brussels. The threat of international terrorism remains serious. For more than a decade, NATO and the partner forces have worked hand in hand with our Afghan partners to deny terrorist safe haven in Afghanistan. The security situation in Afghanistan remains challenging, but much progress is being made. Every day, Afghan forces show bravery and professionalism, and we will continue to support them. Our rescue support mission provides crucial training, advice, and assistance to the Afghan defense and security forces. Today, we will review our preparations for the Warsaw Summit meeting on Afghanistan and how we continue to support Afghanistan politically, militarily, and financially. We will discuss how we sustain rescue support beyond 2016. We will discuss our continued financial support for Afghan security forces in the years ahead. And we will reaffirm our shared ambition for an enduring political and practical partnership. To promote security, human rights, and the rule of law for the people of Afghanistan. That concludes my public opening remarks, and I thank the representatives of the media for being with us, and then we will very soon continue with the next part of the meeting.